Blog Talk Radio.
And good evening, everyone. This is another edition of the Gregory Crawford on Sports Biz Show. We do this show every Tuesday night at 10 p.m. Pacific time. We have a great bunch of guests that we bring on each week, and tonight is no exception. If you want to follow me closely, you can follow me on Twitter at WC Hoops. That's only one C in there. And then at www.gregorycrawfordsports.wordpress.com. If you want to email me, as many people did tonight because they realized who our guest was going to be, you can do it at gregcrawfordbasketball@gmail.com, and everybody seems to know that email because they get tons of emails about the Blog Talk Radio shows I do. But as I said, we bring on great guests. We got a great one tonight, Dr. Dan Beeson from the Beeson Wellness Center in beautiful Portland, Oregon. Dr. Dan, how you doing tonight? And great to have you on as a guest. And we got listeners listening all around the world, including many right here in Portland, Oregon.
Good evening, Greg.
How are you? Can you hear me okay?
Yeah, I can hear you well. And me?
Yes, I can. Very good. And Dan, why don't you talk a little bit? I don't want to discredit your doctor, but why don't you talk a little bit, just to start with, about the Beeson Wellness Center, how people can get a hold of you, and a little bit of the history, because you build it up in many years there, and what a great place and great medical care that you give.
Well, thank you, Greg. Well, historically, I was playing basketball at Linfield College and got a neck injury and gave me a headache and it wouldn't resolve. And a chiropractic physician, Dr. Fahler, gave me a chiropractic adjustment and gave me enough relief on the first visit that I knew that that was the approach I wanted to go, because pain medication wasn't working. And then you probably remember I gave it a good go to be as a rookie at the Seattle Supersonics camp and into the major camp, but I knew I was going to be a chiropractor. So as soon as I left the Sonics, I attended Western States Chiropractic College, which is now the University of Western States. And I'm very proud to say my youngest daughter is in her fifth quarter of 12 there at the school. After graduating, I opened the clinic in Selwood. We have a beautiful spot. We overlook Oaks Bottom there, looking out towards the river, and started August of 74, so in my 41st year of practice. And we've grown. I have an associate doctor of chiropractic. We have a naturopathic physician that just came aboard again with us, specializing in internal disorders, and he's going to help me with some neuromusculoskeletal components with injection in muscles to help reduce spasm. And we have an acupuncturist, and just depending on the given day, but either three or four licensed massage therapists on staff, and then we have chiropractic assistants that help me with therapy and the various things that I need to have help with. And my wife of 32 years is the manager, and she has a background in nursing. And so we have a clinic that we think is ran very professionally, and our aim is to do a very good job of finding out the cause of the person's problem. And if it fits into the chiropractic mode or the naturopathic mode, we'll accept that patient and treat. So I'm very happy with what we do. We're all natural, and we help a ton of people get better and get off medications. A little success story, we had a lady not too long ago that was able to reduce her medications from 21 meds down to 7. And she'll probably get off 3 or 4 more as she gets better. So I'm looking forward to my daughter graduating and coming in a few years and practicing with her.
And certainly the explosion of the internet has made people well, more aware of their health. Wellness is a great word nowadays. You know, what's on the medical side, what's one or two mistakes that people make the most? Are they reading too much about the medical stuff, or do you like people as informed as possible, even though you can look up a subject and get seven different answers anymore?
Well, I see a lot of people self-treat off the internet, and if it's a nice little conservative problem and they can do some good nutrition or do some home therapies, that's wonderful. It's good to do. But I also, the classic example today, I had three people repeat themselves back into the clinic this morning. They were there either a year ago or 2 years ago, and they went, well, here I am. I'm back with the same problem. I got a little bit better. I thought I was over the pain. I didn't follow your program of getting it stabilized and corrected. Life, I got busy with life. I thought I could get by. I thought it was well. And here I am again. And so, you know, we give people options. You can, you know, treat to get comfortable, relief care. Most conditions can be taken to a level of correction where they stabilize and do quite well. Some people who have had really traumatic injuries, the ligaments have been torn, or there's some instability, or they waited too long and there's a lot of degeneration. A lot of those people are on maintenance care. I see them frequently, like once a month, and we just keep them tuned up. But, yeah, there's people that self-treat over the internet, and they're not doing themselves always the right thing.
Dan, chiropractic medicine, if I'm using the correct term there, is really kind of exploded on the scene over the years and just keeps getting better and better. Is it safe to say, is it fair to say that at one time it might not have been considered in the mainstream, even though it should be of medical care, but now it definitely is?
Well, you know, if you go back historically, chiropractic, 1895, boy, you can just look around every small community, and one of the main physicians that was there was a chiropractic physician. And you have to remember, there were no antibiotics before 1944, 45. And so let's just take this example. You had a strep throat. You went to the medical doctor, they examine you, diagnose you, and tell you you had a strep throat. Stay away from people, maybe use heat packs, a few things like that. Boy, chiropractors, we had the big advantage. You look at the cervical spine, you'll usually find that that person has that infection. You can find some vertebrae in the neck that are not functioning right. That shuts down the blood flow to the inner throat, the tonsillar areas. You clear that spine, open up the blood flow, give them some natural therapeutic herbal remedies or protomorphogens, which are, for example, are desiccated products from animal sources. I have a product that is for the immune system. It's made from the spleen, liver, and thymus gland of like a sheep, and it has all the right proteins in it to activate your body. So the chiropractic physician in small communities and large communities for historically was very popular. Then medicine went into that mode of being aimed at just treating symptoms. And they kind of did that right after World War II. But our profession made a big growth. The GI Bill sent a lot of World War II vets into the chiropractic profession. Our profession grew again. And then there was a little drop-off. And then in the 70s with the countercultural move, quote, hippie movement, but that countercultural change, the chiropractic college has really blossomed again. Western States Chiropractic College, by the time I was a senior, had to buy a new campus, which is still the campus they're on now, the old Marycrest Girls School, out on the east part of town, near right off of I-84. And then it's kind of interesting that we were accepted in the 80s, and the insurance companies really geared up to cover what we're traditionally known for, and that is taking joints that don't work and adjusting them, manipulating them, and getting them to work better. And that kind of almost defined chiropractic, and we kind of moved away from being that holistic, natural physician into the joint specialist. And we moved away from a lot of the nutritional help and stuff that for a short period of time. Everybody was looking for the shortcut, using antibiotics to treat all the infections and moving away from trying to do it naturally. Now we got a problem. We got the superbugs. So people have got to move towards being healthier, staying away from putting themselves in a situation where they have to be in the hospital where you can get a superbug, or even in a regular community where you can contact one of these virulent strains. So the healthier you are, the better off you are. And chiropractic, working with the nervous system, the neural axis that goes down through the spine and out through the body, when that spine is working right, the nervous system is unimpinged, there's a whole different functional level of a body.
Very good. Dan, I like to do things a little bit differently on my programs. I don't like to take callers because that gives more people a chance to get in questions. I have people email the questions. So we got a ton of questions for you. So what I'll ask you to do, without shortchanging the question, keep the answers as briefly as possible, because I got a ton of them for you tonight. So you ready to go on these from listeners? First question is from Lois. And Lois lives in Northeast Portland, Dan. She wants to know, how important are vitamins in the diet nowadays? There's so many opinions out there.
Well, you know, if somebody really, really eats 9 to 13 vegetables and has a nice variety, and they're really organic, you can really get a lot of your good nutrition that way. Of course, you need our proteins. We got to stay away from the refined carbohydrates. But a lot of the foods are nutritionally deficient. The classic example is there's not a lot of nutrition in a head of lettuce. But I can just tell you this. In the last 60 years, a head of lettuce, the nutritional value has dropped 1/60. So a head of lettuce that was being grown in 1950, you have to eat about 60 heads of that to get the same amount of minerals because it's grown in these fields that are deficient. So a good multivitamin that's organic and it's got the vitamins and minerals in it, I think it's really good for everybody. I've taken vitamins ever since a child.
Very good, and I know everybody was really – that was a great question from Lois. Now comes a question from Chuck. In the Woodstock area, Portland, for people listening around the world tonight, which we have many, that's a great neighborhood in Portland. And Dan, I might add, we have plenty of people in Portland, so we want to get them into the Beeson Wellness Center and get healthy. And Chuck asked a question about, as I get older, and I mean, I'm on Medicare now, Dr. Beeson, he says, how important is small weightlifting? He said that's always a topic that is a hot topic.
Everybody needs to move joints, and you need to pick appropriate exercise for the condition of your joints and the strength of your muscles. And unfortunately, there are a lot of people that have allowed things not to work properly, and they deteriorate. And so light weightlifting for a lot of people is just fantastic. There are some people who are in good enough shape they can still stay with even moderate weightlifting. But all you have to do is move the body, and you know, just simply getting out and walking 3 or 4 times a week, 3 miles. And if it, particularly if it's on a, you know, on a trail, an irregular up and down and not flat surface, it really makes all the joints work. The next best would be walking in town on asphalt or concrete, which is level, but you can get an up and down situation, and with tilting, it changes all the stress mechanisms to the joints and keeps them. You might say joints need to be irritated, producing cartilage and the protective synovial fluid and everything else that keeps them healthy. Most people are fearful that if you overuse a joint, that you wear it out, and that's not true. Joints break up and deteriorate because they are not working properly, and some area of it's not stressing the cartilage enough to keep it growing.
Next question comes from William, and William lives in Milwaukee, Oregon, Dan, probably about 5 minutes away, I would imagine, from the Beeson Wellness Center. And he has a very good question, I think. These are all good questions that we have. That's why I picked them out. He wants to know, he said, thank you, William, for the compliment. He says he listens to all my radio programs on Blog Talk Radio. Thank you for that. He was anxious for this program tonight. Dan, he wants to know, if he comes in for an initial visit, how comprehensive is that plan going to be to get him well? And that's his words. And will he know how many visits it's really going to take once he has that initial visit? That's a good question.
You know, so we have people that come in, and they have, I had one today, it's a simple shoulder problem. And, yeah, the rib cage was involved with the shoulder because the shoulder sits on the rib cage. And I worked with it. We repositioned the shoulder in the capsule. He had some therapy. He was able to now lift his arm. When he came in, he'd go and lift his arm from the side about 40 degrees. He was able to put it overhead. I put him out to see him Friday. He'll probably be once a week for 6 to 8 weeks with that shoulder problem. Now you get somebody, I had a young lady get hit T-bone today in an auto accident, 50 miles an hour. I'll see her daily for 3 to 5 days, getting the inflammation, the swelling down, therapies that keep the tissues moving and allowing them to heal and get rid of that inflammation. And then you get somebody that comes in just with a chronic, I've had this condition in the lumbar spine, or I've had headaches for years and I was referred to you. I tell everybody, we treat 3 or 4 times. I can get the pattern of how their body's responding to what I'm doing from chiropractic adjustments. That's, you know, moving the joint, making the joint move again the way it's supposed to, and applying therapies to relax the muscles, reduce inflammation. In 3 or 4 visits, I'll get a good feel, and then I can write a corrective program. I usually treat month by the month. The average case takes 8 to 12 weeks to usually stabilize, depending on age again. And believe it or not, our senior patients, some of them heal faster than our younger generation. I think they've been through the stresses of life and they're a little more relaxed. And joints that are older can't inflame as much as the younger joints because they don't have the ability to inflame as much and create less pain. So everybody's a little different, but yes, in 3 or 4 visits, I can put together a corrective program.
Very good. Dan, I actually been in your office, obviously, and that's why I have you on this program because it's terrific. And let me ask you this. So much anymore is people not only want great medical care, but they want great bedside manner. I think you should be very proud, you and Darla, that once you enter the building, you're going to get a smile, you're going to get great information all the way through the building, whether they're going to see you or they're just walking in to make an appointment with your great staff there.
Well, I thank you. That's your observation, and I trust your observation because you've worked with people a long time. We really work hard at making sure that everything's handled well. This new era of insurance where everybody's got different programs, and one insurance company will have 6 or 8 different types of programs. I don't belong to every managed care. It's almost difficult to do. So we're right up front. We try to find out what kind of coverage they have with their insurance. Obviously, it's easy if somebody doesn't have insurance, and there's still people uninsured, even with the Obama plan. But we're straight up, and sometimes it takes 24 hours to get a hold of the insurance company and find out what the coverage is. But, you know, I've been there 41 years, and insurance changes, but we treat enough people, we kind of know most of the package deals and can explain them up front. And then I always take a good look at what we have there and try to, you know, I would never try to treat somebody based on just what their insurance coverage is. But, you know, sometimes they don't cover a certain therapy and we can see if we can get by without that therapy and do an exercise instead. And so we're always willing to work with patients. But we're straightforward on what we need to do to get things corrected and stabilized, and maintenance is always a choice for people.
The next question, Dan, comes from Kathy, and Kathy's in Northeast Portland. She'd like to know if you would talk a little bit about prevention, preventing not only good health, but prevention of injuries and some good recommendations you could make. That's also a very good question.
Well, condition is important. The stronger a body is, and the better it's going to be able to handle the little jostles and falls of life. Our balance is so important. I'm a board-certified internist, and then I'm a board-eligible neurologist. And we've got a little brain in the back of our skull called the cerebellum. Cerebellum in Latin means small brain. And that cerebellum works with the rest of the brain in integrating your messages from your feet, your ears, your eyes, and giving you awareness of where you are in the universe. So we really work hard with patients, making sure their balance is really good, making sure that small brain is giving all the feedback to the rest of the brain and body. There are more. The little brain is 10% of your skull mass, and it has more cells in it than the rest of your brain and body put together. So the cerebellum is so important. So everybody gets checked on some very simple tests for balance. We try to give some exercises to immediately start getting the cerebellum doing better. Balance, coordination are so important. Obviously, then eating a good, nutritious lifestyle. And everybody kind of knows what that is. And you know what? You can cheat a little bit. You can have, I tell somebody who wants to be real serious, you know, you pick out your, take your birthday, Christmas, Thanksgiving, 4th of July, you know, name 10 or 12 good days throughout the year that you're just going to, you know, not follow any rules, regulations, and junk it up. And then eat healthy the other, you know, 340 days or so, and you'll do just fine with that. So moving the body, eating right, and getting your balance. And part of that balance can only be obtained with a really good functional spinal, a spine that's functioning right, all your knees, ankles, feet, all the vertebrae and all the bones in the body need to be functioning right. And chiropractic does that. And so there's optimum health cannot be achieved without good chiropractic management.
Dan, my question here is, we see so many people with falls, and I know probably good health can prevent them, but, you know, there's a lot of people, it seems like there's a lot more people falling than ever before. Talk a little bit about that and how it relates, you know, or can or can't relate to good health practices.
Well, I kind of just talked about, you know, good health for the cerebellum. That has all to do with balance. And balance is important. And strength is important. And, you know, you'll find that some people fall because they get in a rush, they get in a hurry. And I know this. I worked construction going through undergrad and grad school. And they would always show us that if you just, you know, take your time and do things the way you're supposed to, follow the safety rules, you know, you get injured less. And so most of the injuries I see are people get in a hurry, get in a rush, take a shortcut, and that's just someone talking to themselves and doing things right. And if they've got a balance problem, they need to have it addressed by somebody who can help them with balance.
Dan, in closing tonight, great job, by the way. We learned so much from you. Talked a little bit about, I know there's going to be people out there listening that will want to make an appointment with you. And by the way, Dr. Beeson will be on the second Tuesday of each month right here at 10 p.m. Pacific time. And you can, if you can't listen live, you can always listen to the podcast. It's podcasted forever. Just go to Blog Talk Radio and type in Gregory Crawford on Sports Biz, and this show will come right up. So you're not going to miss a moment of Dr. Dan Beeson. But, Dan, we got a lot of people listening tonight that I'm sure will want to come in and see you because of the great information you gave out, and they want to get better. They want to get healthier. So what's the best way they can get a hold of you? Not you in talk to your office, and give your location once more because you got a great location.
Yeah, so we're in Selwood. We're on 13th Avenue, and the address is 7215 Southeast 13th Avenue. I look out my back windows and see the Ferris wheel across Oaks Bottom, and the mausoleum is down at the corner, so everybody kind of knows our building that's ever been through Selwood. Our telephone number is 503-238-7025. And for anybody that's new and wants to meet me, I would offer a consultation at my office. And they can do it on the phone if they want. So they can come to the office, I'll do a consultation at no charge. We sit down, we talk about what they got, I'd recommend what I think we need to do. And if they want to move on, then they fill out some more paperwork and meet all the requirements for healthcare today with the federal government, and then we'll take off from there. I extend a consultation at no charge. Anybody who wants to just call the office and get it scheduled, tell them they heard about that on your program, and we'll take good care of them.
Very good. Dan, did you have fun tonight? I know you probably did.
Yeah.
And I think we're excited. We got some other things planned, too. I'm going to tease the audience a little bit to talk about getting you healthy with Dr. Beeson. So stand by for that. I know a lot of people follow me on Twitter. We're going to do some things that are going to be kind of exciting to get you in better shape and live a long and healthy life. So looking forward to that. But Dan will be back to the second Tuesday of January. It's frightening to think it'll be 2016. But great job tonight, and we'll talk to you again in a month's time. And we'll definitely talk to you in person before then.
Well, thank you, Greg, for having me on as a guest. I look forward to the next year.
Very good. And we'll take that guest title off as you're going to be a regular. So we'll put it in the regular category. Dr. Dan Beeson of the Beeson Wellness Center, I know you enjoyed what he had to say tonight. Get out there and get healthy. Get in and see Dr. Beeson. He is terrific. Well documented his long history, chiropractic medicine, and doing a great job for people. Good night, everyone, and don't forget to make your free throws.
That's true.